Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nightwatch, A Practical Guide to Viewing the Universe by Terence Dickinson, is a practical astronomy handbook for beginning and amateur stargazers. The current edition, associated with ISBN NOR 28-14-4-13, continues the book's long-standing role as an accessible field guide rather than a textbook of astrophysics. Its purpose is to help readers understand what can actually be seen in the night sky, and how to see it with the naked eye, binoculars, or a telescope. The book explains sky motions, constellations, star names, planets, deep sky objects, charts, and observing equipment in a style designed to reduce technical barriers. A major strength is its combination of conceptual orientation, and hands-on instruction readers are not only told what the universe contains, but also how to locate objects from a backyard or dark sky site. The result is a guide that links basic astronomical knowledge with practical observing habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning the sky through motions, patterns, and seasonal orientation. A central function of Nightwatch is to teach readers how the apparent motion of the sky works before asking them to identify individual objects. This is important because beginners often treat the night sky as a fixed map, when in practice it changes by hour, season, latitude, and viewing direction. Dickinson explains concepts such as circumpolar stars, the role of Polaris, the Big Dipper as a signpost, and the way constellations move across the sky. These ideas are not presented as abstract celestial mechanics. They are framed as tools for making sense of what an observer sees outdoors. The practical value is that readers learn why a constellation visible in winter may be absent in summer, why some stars never set from northern latitudes, and why orientation matters more than memorizing isolated names. This approach gives the book durability as a learning guide. Apps can identify a star instantly, but Nightwatch helps readers understand the system behind the identification. That makes observing less dependent on devices and more connected to repeatable sky reading skills. Secondly, star charts designed for actual backyard and field use. One of the book's most recognized features is its set of star charts, which have helped define its reputation among amateur astronomers. The charts are valuable because they are not simply decorative maps. They are designed to support real observing sessions. Effective beginner charts must balance completeness with readability. Too much data can overwhelm a new observer, while too little leaves the sky feeling disconnected. Nightwatch aims for a middle ground by emphasizing constellations, bright stars, and accessible celestial targets that a reader can reasonably locate. This reflects a practical understanding of novice frustration. The hardest early step is not learning advanced astronomy, but matching a printed chart to the dome of the sky. The book also encourages the reader to use the charts with an awareness of direction, season, and relative brightness. This turns chart reading into a skill rather than a lookup task. Compared with many astronomy books that prioritize facts about objects, Nightwatch treats navigation as a core part of astronomical literacy. Its charts, therefore, serve both as reference material and as training tools. Thirdly, equipment guidance based on what beginners can realistically observe. Nightwatch gives considerable attention to observing equipment, but its treatment is practical rather than sales-oriented. Dickinson distinguishes between naked-eye observing, binocular viewing, and telescopic observing, making clear that each level has legitimate value. This matters because many beginners assume that astronomy begins with buying a telescope, when in fact a poorly chosen telescope can make the hobby more frustrating. The book explains the roles of aperture, magnification, telescope type, mounts, eyepieces, and accessories in terms of actual viewing outcomes. The underlying message is that equipment should serve observing goals, not the other way around. For example, binoculars can be more useful for learning constellations, scanning star fields, and viewing large objects than a high magnification telescope. A stable mount may matter more than advertised power. This equipment philosophy is one reason the book is often recommended to new telescope owners or people considering a first purchase. It helps readers avoid unrealistic expectations about faint galaxies, colorful nebulae, and planetary detail while still showing how modest tools can reveal substantial structure in the sky. Fourthly, the cosmic zoom connects backyard, observing with the scale of the universe. Beyond its field guide function, Nightwatch also tries to expand the reader's sense of cosmic scale. A notable element in the current edition is the cosmic zoom, which moves conceptually from the solar system through the Milky Way and outward toward the observable universe. This feature matters because amateur observing can otherwise become a list of objects: moon, planets, clusters, nebulae, galaxies. The zoom framework helps place those objects within a larger structure. When a reader sees Jupiter, a star cluster, or the Andromeda Galaxy, the book provides a way to understand the distances and hierarchies involved. This does not turn the guide into a technical cosmology text; rather, it gives enough conceptual structure to make visual observing intellectually meaningful. The effect is to link immediate experience with astronomical scale. a small telescope may show only a faint patch of light, but the book helps explain why that patch represents a galaxy, cluster, or nebula at an immense distance. This combination of observational humility and cosmic context is a major reason the book appeals to both students and adult beginners. Lastly, updated content keeps a classic stargazing guide aligned with modern amateur astronomy. Night Watch has remained influential partly because it has been revised across editions rather than preserved as a static beginner manual. The fifth edition is described as substantially redesigned and updated, with revised charts, new images, and current information on amateur equipment and astronomical discoveries. This matters in a field where both knowledge and observing tools change. Digital imaging, improved consumer telescopes, computerized mounts, astronomy apps, and new discoveries have altered how beginners encounter the sky. At the same time, the fundamental challenges of observing remain stable learning orientation, understanding brightness, choosing equipment wisely, and developing patience at the eyepiece. The book's value lies in combining continuity with selective modernization. It does not replace the traditional skills of map reading and visual observation with technology, but it acknowledges the modern environment in which new observers learn. This balance prevents the guide from becoming outdated while preserving its original identity as a clear, non-technical, field-usable introduction in a crowded market of apps, websites, and specialized manuals. Night Watch offers a structured path that remains coherent from first glance upward to more deliberate amateur practice. In conclusion, Night Watch is best suited to readers who want to begin astronomy as an observing practice, rather than simply read about space. It is especially useful for new telescope owners, binocular users, teachers introducing sky observation, families, students, and adults returning to a long-standing interest in the night sky. Its practical benefit is that it reduces the early confusion of stargazing where to look. What changes with the seasons? Which objects are realistic targets? And what equipment choices matter? Its intellectual benefit is that it connects visible objects to broader astronomical structure without requiring advanced mathematics or technical background. Compared with many introductory astronomy books, Night Watch stands out because it is field-oriented. It is not mainly a survey of astrophysical facts, and it is not only a telescope manual. It sits between those categories, combining sky navigation, equipment advice, star charts, and cosmic perspective in one usable guide. Compared with astronomy apps, it offers a slower but deeper framework for understanding patterns rather than receiving instant labels. Compared with more specialized observing books, it is less exhaustive but more approachable. Its distinctive strength is its realistic judgment about what beginners can see and learn, making it a durable starting point for practical amateur astronomy. If you would like to support Terence Dickinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.